every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And producer Jared, if you're listening, we got no Twitch stream, but we'll get that up here soon. And we got a lot to talk about here today on the program. Last night, of course, was the go-home show for the Clash in Paris, WWE PLE, the last WWE PLE on Peacock. That is coming up this weekend, August 31st. And we got five matches announced for the show. We'll go over that. And, of course, we'll talk about everything going on from Raw on Monday night. It was a Manchester Raw. And a lot of build for the Clash in Paris show. Thought it was a pretty good show. We'll talk about that. We've also got a lot of updates on the whole situation with Psycho, Stu, and Raja Jackson, and all of the latest as of today. Update on Swerve and Will Ospreay, SmackDown ratings. Queen Aminata is stuck in the United Kingdom. We'll tell you what happened there. And we've got plenty of other news as well. Lance Storm is going to join us here today. So if you want to talk to us, text messages, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline threads, Instagram, and Cameo. And I'm at Brian Alvarez X and Blue Sky. So plenty of news to get into. NXT is also tonight. We'll go over the lineup for that show. And as of right now, still zilch for Dynamite on Wednesday. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
You get a shiver in the dark. It's raining in the park.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So, what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
I'm an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm joining us here today. We got a lot of news to get into. And let's start with the latest on what's going on with Roger Jackson's Psycho Stu. So after saying he wanted to help out Psycho Stu in the wake of Roger Jackson's attack, YouTuber Mr. Beast has followed through with a big donation. For those of you that don't know Mr. Beast, I guess you're old like me, but I got kids. He is the, I guess he's the biggest YouTuber in the world. He's got like a billion followers or some crazy, 420 million, so I only half exaggerated. 420 million subscribers, most subscribed to channel on all of YouTube, and he said he wanted to help out. And there is a GoFundMe for Stu. I've linked it up on my Twitter, at Brian Alvarez. And they were looking to raise about 65,000. They're already at 90,000. Mr. Beast put in 10,000 of that 90,000. And, you know, he's going to have, obviously, I mean, he's going to need a lot more than 90,000. But he is a veteran, and you know, my
military veteran,
military veteran. My father is a veteran, and man, he gets a lot paid for. So, hopefully, a lot of that will be offset by the fact that he's a military veteran, but he's still going to need, I mean, so much money. It's great to see 90,000, raised so far. And, Jericho made a $2,500 donation. Swerve made a $1,000 donation. A lot of other wrestlers have made donations as well. So there is apparently an investigation by the LAPD. You know, the folks on the chat, very skeptical of the LAPD being in charge of this. And as far as like an investigation goes, I mean, you know, this is one of those stories where, I mean, even something like what happened with the Young Bucks and CM Punk brawl out. It's like, I wasn't there, but we did hear from, like, everybody. And we got a pretty good idea of what happened in the story because, like, there's a side of the story about what happened, and then there's, like, the other side doesn't even dispute a lot of it. So, but we still, I wasn't there, you know, but we piece it together through, this is nothing like that. This entire thing from start to finish was filmed. They filmed, this guy filmed everything for his kick or whatever it's called. I mean, from showing up and the initial beer can deal and then, you know, getting angry all night, being told to give the guy a receipt, filming himself getting more and more angry, filming himself saying what he's going to do, the actual footage. I mean, it's all there. So I don't understand how this would be a difficult investigation. I mean, it's all right there. But anyway, so far, I mean, I've heard nothing about anything, any arrests or anything. Just there is an investigation.
Well, I think with the nature of pro wrestling, there needs to be an investigation to determine what is real, what is fake, what was agreed upon, what was not. Like, if you're just an LAPD guy that doesn't know a lot about wrestling, and you go, oh, hey, there was a altercation in a wrestling ring, and a guy got hospitalized from it, you're going to have to do some investigation beyond what you just saw on camera to find out if there was an agreement of some kind made ahead of time.
And by the way, this person's saying hopefully the footage was saved somewhere because he was banned on Kick. Bro, this footage was everywhere. I mean, I didn't even see it. I don't even know what Kick is. I'm 50. I watched it on YouTube. And, you know, there's, I mean, all over you. Everyone's got the video. And I'm sure people have ripped it off YouTube. I mean, it's the video is not going to disappear. It's out there. And there was another video up on YouTube that I watched most of yesterday. And it was an interview with Doug. And this is kind of interesting because it's an interview with Doug Mollo, who is the Epic. That's his wrestling name. And he was the guy that jumped in and took out Raja. And I'm pretty sure, like, if you remember on Sunday, there was a wrestler interviewed, I think, for USA Today, and he said that that Stu was on the way home, and it turned out that wasn't the case. And I think that people thought that maybe he was making it up or something like that. I think that was also Doug Mollo. I think that he was probably told that Stu was on the way home. And that's why he said what he said, even though it ended up not being true. But if you watch this interview with Doug Mollo, this is not a guy who is standing up for the promotion. This is not a guy who is trying to, like, downplay any of this. I mean, this, he essentially said, you know, I was told by the promotion, like, he was told about the beer can incident. He was told that the guys had seemingly made up. He was told that Raja was going to hit the ring for a spot, and he was told to be out there to, like, keep an eye on things. But he says, like, they told me that, and they didn't tell me anything else. They didn't tell me, like, when it was going to be or what it was going to be or what I'm looking for or when I'm... He said they didn't tell me anything, which if you watch the two-hour video, it's pretty clear. Nobody told anybody anything, okay? So he said he's standing there, and he sees the big slam. And in hindsight, he wishes he would have just jumped in then. But he saw, like, the first three punches. And then he starts trying to get people out of the way to take this guy out. And he manages to pull the guy off. And he says, like, I'm trying to calm this dude down. And he's trying to fight me. I'm not even fighting him. I didn't do anything to this guy. And he's trying to take me out. And so finally, he, like, ends up headbutting this guy. And then everyone else kind of jumps in and pulls him into the corner. But this Doug Mollo is furious. He's like, all people do is talk about how Stu is family. Well, where the heck was this guy's family? You know, what are we doing here where they cover the guy and they pin him? You know, he's furious. And he's got screenshots. He goes, you know, from the top, you know, they're telling everybody, don't talk to the police. If the police ask you questions, don't answer. Like, this is not a guy who's trying to, like, stand up for the company. He's furious with the company. He's furious with how it was handled. He's furious with how it's being handled. And he's the only guy that went in there to, like, He's not the only guy, but he was the guy that, like, started trying to save this dude's life. And it wasn't until, like, he pulled the guy off that other people started jumping in. So he ain't happy at all. And he's very upset, actually. He said he's more upset with AJ Mana than he is with even Raja. Because even though Raja did it, and he said, like, I'm certain this guy was going to, he was going to kill the dude. And if I pulled him off and he tried to take down Doug, but I guess Doug's like, he's trained in MMA and this guy couldn't take him down. And he goes, if this guy would have taken me down, I'm pretty sure he was going to try and kill me too. But he said, all that aside, like, the guy I'm most angry with is this AJ Mana, because AJ had a problem with Stu, he said. AJ's the guy that brought this guy to the building, you know, Roger Jackson, and he's the guy that told him, go get the receipt. And of course, AJ Mana put out a statement, and he said that, you know, what I said on the video about giving the guy a receipt and everything like that, he said that was just me being in character, speaking in the language of wrestling. He's claiming he didn't want him to go out there and hurt the guy. And obviously, like, a lot of people are very skeptical of that if you watch the video. But, you know, that video is available up there right now if you want to go watch it. But, you know, as of today, that's the latest. You know, there's a GoFundMe, a lot of people donating. Stu is still in really bad shape. You know, I guess he's having trouble communicating. He's having trouble walking. Was in critical care, may still be in critical care. I mean, it's bad. So we're going to get Lance's thoughts on everything after the break, everybody. Observer Live.
I dipped in this town a few days ago. The girl I come to see, you know I love her so. We live in a shack up on the hill, and I'm behind the range with Bethel and Deep. They call me Big Bear John.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215.
800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm, it is now time for your take.
Yeah, I'm obviously my two biggest issues is why anyone and whoever the promoter was that okayed or came up with the idea of putting an untrained non-wrestler in a angle in a wrestling match that it clearly wasn't like walked through, agreed upon, practiced so everybody knew what was going on to be safe. Like just, hey, there was a bit of an issue backstage with people. He seems a little bit mad. Let's do a spot in the ring with him. Like whoever made that call has some serious answering to do. Like how do you put a untrained, especially a non-trained MMA fighter, like he's a trained MMA fighter, non-trained pro wrestler, and go, hey, just go in and do something. And then, like, I agree with you completely. The pro wrestler that's, hey, go get your receipt. It's like, what? Like, this guy doesn't know what that even means and comprehends. It's not go beat the guy half to death. Like, there was just, I think Tom said it best yesterday. There was just like a calamity of errors from the get-go. Like, why is this guy filming backstage? Why is this guy being told he can be in the ring? And then why is someone hyping him up to make him angry? And why would anyone allow this to ever happen? It's just ridiculous and just so unprofessional. And I would think if there's an athletic commission in California, it's like, would he not need to be licensed as a wrestler before you even send him to the ring? Does the company have a promoter's license, and should the commission be looking at that? There probably should be criminal charges at the end of this.
I would be surprised if there wasn't something. I don't know what it's going to be, but like there's so much, you know, there's so much footage. It's like how can nothing come of this? Especially, you know, based on, you know, if he knocked the guy out and then the guy's fine afterwards and, you know, whatever. Maybe they're just like, but the guy is in bad shape. He's still in really bad shape. He could have died. Missing teeth, choking on his blood and teeth. I mean, this is like, I guess we'll see what happens.
People die from brain trauma several days after the fact. Like, I don't know if he's even out of the woods yet.
Well, it's not even whether he dies. It's like, he could have brain trauma and he's just like, he can't, you know, work the rest of his life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. It's a disaster. It's horrible. All right, we're going to talk about some other news here, and then we'll, if there's anything more on this, we'll talk about it. Actually, I should mention this. This person here says he supposedly did die in the ring. So, I think, I don't know. Yes, when the thing was over, Raja goes outside. He gets a call from a guy. The guy says, you know, you went way overboard. This guy, they can't wake him up. He's flatlined in the ring. And then, you know, Raja goes, my bad, let me call you back. And he gets in the car. This is his response. My bad. And I actually, the impression I got, I could be wrong. The impression I got was he wasn't like medically flatlined. It was just like he was completely out. And that was a term that the guy on the phone used. Like, we can't wake the guy out. He's flatlined. I don't think he was actually dead in the ring. But, I mean, it's possible.
But, yeah, it's probably not a medical diagnosis as much as just...
That's what I think. I think it wasn't... I don't think he got, like, you know, the... I don't think they have a machine. I don't know. I don't think he was actually flatlined. But, I mean, it doesn't even matter. I mean, he basically was... I mean, they had to save his life. That's what happened. So one way or the other, it's terrible. I wanted to mention this also. This is like a totally different thing, but I know people don't like criticism, but I think this new Becky Lynch heel character just sucks. I've been talking about this for a few days, and I like Becky Lynch a lot. You know, I think she's great, and I've told this story as many times as she's told her resume. When I wrote 100 Things WWE Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die, available on Amazon.com right now.
Heck of a foreword in that thing.
Yes, you wrote the foreword. They were putting together the cover, and this was 2019, and the group putting together the cover, you know, they had to decide, you know, they say you can't judge a book by the cover, but everybody does. You got to have like a good cover. And so they chose to put Becky Lynch front and center on the cover of that book because, you know, they determined she was the biggest star in wrestling. And there was a period in like 2019 when, you know, people weren't into Roman Reigns and they didn't have a John Cena and Cody wasn't there. And there was a period, and it's the only time in the history of WWE, there was a period where she was the biggest star in all of wrestling. She was the biggest star in all of WWE. And at that time, WWE was by far the biggest promotion in the world. She was the biggest star in wrestling. And, you know, she goes out there now as a heel, and she does this hideously annoying Miz thing. It's not good heat. It's total go-away heat for me. It's, I got to rattle off my resume. I'm the most famous women's wrestler of all time. Sports Illustrated. I'm like, oh, my God. If I hear Sports Illustrated one more time, it's like Miz talking about the main event of WrestleMania. And I just can't help but think, like, all of that stuff in your resume is true, and it was all done when you were a baby face. And the heel run here, it's like she doesn't feel like the top heel in the company. She doesn't even feel like the top heel woman in the company. I mean, Nia Jax is out there, like, beating people up in world title. She's the Intercontinental Champion. And, you know, she's feuding with, like, you know, the bird lady or whatever.
Lyra.
And, I mean, that tells you everything right there, if we're being honest. And, I mean, it's just, and then yesterday it was like, okay, these, she did it on SmackDown and I just hated the promo. It was like, she's in Ireland. I'm going to come out and I'm going to put over Ireland, but then it's the swerve. I'm going to turn on the people. I'm going to bury them. And I mean, she buried him for like 15 minutes. I was like, I got it. You're mean. Like, dude, can we move on here? And, like, I didn't like the promo at all. It was just, like, the most old-school, cheap heat, blah, blah. So then it all, this whole point of all of this is, now she's in Melbourne, and she's starting the same heel promo.
Melbourne?
Birmingham. And finally out comes Nikki Bella. And they go back and forth for a while. And then Becky turns on the city again. And she says, the only good thing that came out of here died a month ago. But in fairness to Ozzy Osbourne, he had the good sense to move to LA, a proper city. Because if I lived in Birmingham, I'd die too. And, like, you could just hear the crowd, like, they died. They did not want to hear about the death of Ozzy. They did not want Ozzy's death used for cheap pro wrestling heat. I mean, you could just tell, like, it got the total... I mean, I don't know what reaction they thought it was going to get. Maybe they thought the people would, like, boo her out of the building, like the Drifter in Seattle that one day when he talked about the Supersonics. But it just, like, killed the crowd. And then, the next day, Kelly Osbourne, she went on her Instagram stories, and she wrote, "You're a disrespectful dirtbag. Birmingham wouldn't pee on you if you were on fire. Birmingham forever. Shame on the WWE for allowing such things to be said about my father and his home." And I can tell you, this was not like, you know, they called her and then they're kind of doing something together for, like, Kelly is not happy. And I was told WWE is embarrassed and they're probably going to do an apology. They may not. But if you look back at how many times WWE has actually apologized for something, it ain't many. And there's discussion about, you know, doing a public apology. I know they've talked about doing a private apology. It's just like, I don't know. I don't even really blame Becky. I'm sure she didn't come up with it, but she did it. And I just feel like this character, it's like the people don't want to boo Becky. She really wants to be booed for whatever reason. I guess maybe it's fun. Probably isn't fun today. And I don't know. It's just like, it feels like a total waste of her. Like, she should be top babyface, you know? I don't know. Whatever. But yeah, they're not happy.
And it to me, it just feels like needlessly swimming upstream. Like, why swim so hard against the current to try to get booed? And then, again, unless you have explicit permission from the family, I think using someone's passing for cheap heat is bad. Like, dating all the way back to, you know, the Eddie Guerrero is in hell line. How many years ago was that now? And at least Eddie was a worker and worked in WWE, where Ozzy's was a musician. It just makes wrestling feel lowbrow and cheap when they do stuff like that, and I wish they wouldn't.
So that's the update there, and when we come back, we got a little bit of other news, and we'll talk about the Raw show as well, the final show before a Clash in Paris. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
That with a Progressive home and auto bundle, you get 24/7 protection, so you're covered no matter where the day takes you.
Even I added too much water to the pizza dough day?
Yep.
How about getting a call from my daughter to pick her up at the airport because her boyfriend is unreliable day?
Especially that day.
What about finding out that one of my pipes suddenly burst in my basement day?
Progressive has every day covered 24/7 with a home and auto bundle. Also, you have a lot of bad days.
Oh no, that was all the same day.
At least you're covered with Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later.
800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back at the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. I hear you didn't watch Raw.
I watched a few minutes of it, but not much more than that.
Dude, you should have just fast-forwarded. They got it out of their system in that opening segment.
Yeah. For those who don't know...
Lance doesn't like people.
That too, but I am not a fan of the crowd singing and entertaining themselves. Going back to, I was outspoken against it back when they sang for Bayley. And I remember people saying, it's like, oh, but they're so into her. And I'm like, they sang through her promo. They didn't even listen to her. They're just entertaining themselves. And I won't blame the audience, really, because WWE encourages it. But I just don't find it entertaining. I tune into a wrestling program to see the wrestlers speak and or wrestle. And if the crowd reacts to what they're seeing by cheering, booing, or what have you, I'm cool with that. But this is not a reaction. This is a performance by the audience. And I don't buy tickets to watch an audience perform or dedicate hours of my time sitting on a couch to watch an audience perform. I found it incredibly distracting. I think it's also destructive to the show because promos that are scheduled for 12 minutes become 18 and then matches later in the show become shorter because things went too long because they had to pause and wait for the singing to ensue. So I'm not a fan of it and I was getting very frustrated and I texted you and expressed my views and turned the show off.
Lance, there's this thing called fast forward for crying out loud.
There's also a thing called letting them know you don't like it by not watching.
I know, but then I have to do this report by myself. Listen, the opening segment was annoying. Not going to lie, okay? But the whole show wasn't like that. In fact, I think they sang so much of the opening, by about the second hour, they were like tired, which was good.
They blew up
because they shut up for a while. But yes, and you know, the thing with the opening segment is I'm not even mad at the fans. I've said it 1,000 times. Like, pay for your ticket, do whatever the heck you want to a degree. Like, you can't jump the rail. But if you want to sing a song and do whatever, you know. I mean, one of the... hey, listen. I was all for the fans hijacking the shows when they kept doing that stuff with Roman and nobody wanted it. At some point, it's like, dude, you gotta... But anyway, they did sing too long in the opening segment. And, you know... here's the thing. Roman could have just started talking. But, like, he sat there and he waited. And then he waited till they were done. And then they started singing another song. And he was like, all right, well, sing, guys. And he kept waiting. And it's like, dude, just start your promo, bro. And, like, just talk. And he didn't. And so he just let it go on forever. And it went on forever. And really the whole thing was just about, you know, Roman and Bronson are having a match at the show, and Bronson, I thought, actually did a really good promo, and then, like, it was over. They had a brawl, and I was like, did that need to go 23 minutes or whatever? No, it went way too long
because of the singing.
Yeah, because they
and
should
that
just start
AJ
talking.
Styles match later in the show that wasn't all that long might have had more time if the audience hadn't sung, and like you say, the company does encourage it. They've encouraged it since they gave that Raw after WrestleMania crowd a slammy. It's been since then.
I mean, the thing is this. The guy in the ring has got a mic. You guys control the crowd noise. Like, you know, let him sing a little bit, and then when it's time, dude just talks. If you need to turn down the crowd sound a little bit, that's fine. But, like, get going. It's just like when people do the what chant, okay? Some people encourage it, like Jey Uso, instead of what, it's yeet. And so he encourages it with his cadence, okay? But, like, the people that don't like the you know, the what chance what? Or whatever, you don't pause. You keep going without a pause, and you move on to the next thing, and you don't give that moment of silence like I'm doing right there for them start chanting what. You just keep going, and then you talk about this or that, and as long as you don't pause, there's no time for them to do their what. What? I hate that one too! But anyway, then we had JD McDonagh and Dragon Lee, which was a good match. Dragon Lee actually got a win, which was astonishing. Dom hit ringside, so AJ beat him up, got rid of him. So Dragon went for the running elbow, hit the Destino, got the pin. This was a very good match. These guys worked great together. Had an LA Knight promo about the show.
Yeah.
Clash in Paris. Yeah. And he vowed to cripple everybody. I don't think you're supposed to say that. Actually, it was CM Punk that said that. This guy just said he was going to win the title. And he is not down with CM Punk trying to get everybody on the same page. You don't trust this guy at all. We had Rusev and Sheamus videos hyping up their Donnybrook match coming up at Clash in Paris. I thought, you know, the Rusev one was the one we've seen. I mean, my God. Remember when Rusev was like, him and Lana were like a great act? And then he went to AEW and he never wrestled, but we just saw repeated video
Even
packages.
Before that, when they split Lana and Rusev in WWE, it's never been the same.
Yeah, there is a weird pixel next to my head. What is that? I got a random pixel right there. You see that, Jared? No, the other side. Right? It's like right there. What is that?
Compelling radio, dude.
Yeah, there's like right there, that red pixel. Now it's annoying! I can't not see it now. Oh, well. Anyways, the Rusev one was just generic. You know, Rusev just does promos and talks in riddles, never wrestles. So we've seen that 1,000 times. And then the Sheamus one was actually very good. Sheamus, I mean, this is the best Sheamus. I've said it before. This current old man Sheamus is the best Sheamus there's ever been. Both promos and wrestling. Had another Judgment Day meeting where Dom convinced Finn to go take care of AJ tonight. We had Penta and Kofi Kingston. And the story is Grayson Waller wants the announcers to sign a petition banning the Mexican Destroyer. Which, of course, you know, that's the oldest trick in the book. So, you know, Woods is out there with a neck brace because he took the Destroyer next week. So, finally, they actually botched a couple of spots at the end. Like, Penta tried his head scissors from the apron into the ring and just, like, fell down. And then Kofi almost tore his knee out on the ropes. That didn't look good. And then Penta had Made in Japan for two. Flip dive onto the New Day. Went for the Destroyer. Grayson distracted. Kofi yanked him off the ropes. Hit the kick and pinned him. So New Day actually won a match. And, you know, last night on Observer Radio, Dave's like, well, you know, they always do 50-50. It was his turn. And I was like, actually, they don't do 50-50. New Day never wins. They always lose. So this was unusual. Same with Dragon Lee. He always loses. So to see them both win tonight was unusual. We had a really weird thing. Rhea's warming up. Io Sky shows up. And she says, Rhea, thank you for having my back. I respect you, but... You know, Kairi and Asuka, they're my family. They're not happy with you getting involved in our business. So I think we just need to keep our distance. And Rhea says, I respect you. I get it. I understand. And then Io gives her a big hug. And in the background, by that fallen Bigfoot, there's Asuka and Kairi, and they see the hug. So keep that in mind. We had Pierce telling Stephanie... She was not getting her championship match in Paris. He needed a week to get an opponent set up for a title match. I was like, what are you talking about, dude? God.
Don't want to rush things, Brian.
Jeez. There's a pay-per-view this weekend. You can get somebody by this weekend if you wanted to. Then we had the Becky promo we talked about. Nikki and Becky for the Intercontinental title at Clash in Paris. Had a CM Punk promo. We talked about that as well. Then we had Rhea and Roxanne. A good match. And a clean finish. Raquel kept trying to interfere, as always happens. But she got thwarted. And then Roxanne goes for the pop rocks. Rhea avoids it. Headbutts her. Hits her with the riptide. Pins her. 1, 2, 3. Clean in the middle. And then the heels start attacking Rhea. And even though 10 minutes ago... Io went up to Rhea and said, "We, got to stay out of each other's business." And Rhea's like, "Okay." Even though that just happened, Io runs down to make the save.
She's a nice person.
She clears the ring, and then she celebrates and hugs. So, like, okay, that's fine. You're a nice person. Well, don't tell the person you're not going to come help him anymore. Just keep helping him. That was weird. And then Asuka was furious afterwards, chewed her out, and told her, stop talking to Rhea. I'll tell you about that one after the break. Brunson's all mad backstage. Seth is firing him up. They're already teasing that Braun hates this idiot, and the time's coming. He's going to kill this guy, this Seth Rollins, this clown.
Well, they do seem like they would legitimately butt heads, personality-wise.
Yeah, this guy's dressing in these stupid outfits, and he's telling everybody what to do, and he's all silly. And meanwhile, Braun's just a killer, and he has to take advice from this dork. He's mad. Finn Balor and AJ Styles. This was also a very good match.
How long was it?
I'd say it was about, I don't know. I don't time the matches. But they had a fair amount of time. Not a ton, but this was when the crowd was tired. So AJ tries the calf crusher. Finn avoids it. AJ counters the counter into a Styles clash and pins him clean. No interference in this match. So, man, I was on cloud nine at this point.
There's a lot of clean finishes on this show. I missed out.
I told you. Just fast forward. Jay's talking to Roman backstage. He says, you know, you've done enough for everybody. The family, the locker room, me, the company. You need to go out and do this for you. And Jay actually got a yeet at a Roman. Had a Bailey promo. She's being torn between Hugger Bailey and Evil Bailey. We'll see which way she goes. This has led Lyra to being very concerned. She goes, Pierce, I'm concerned about Bailey. Like, what's going on? We haven't seen her. She looks like she's losing her mind. Pierce goes, I don't know.
Well, we can hear her thoughts. They should know.
You don't know, man. Dom then shows up, and he wants something done about AJ. And so Pierce says, all right, next week in Paris, Raw. AJ and Dom, one-on-one, Intercontinental title. And Finn's in the background. He's like holding his neck or whatever, but he hears this and he's like, he's all excited.
So apparently he can book a title match in a week.
Yeah, he found an opponent real fast. Then we have LA Knight and Braun Breaker. Good match. And this actually went, I think, through two commercial breaks. They had like 20 minutes. And they're doing the match. LA makes a big comeback. And of course, hey, listen, they had clean finishes all night. Seth ran in at this point, distracts L.A. L.A. goes after him. Braun spears him to death as he's going around the corner, throws him in the ring, spears him again, pins him. L.A. Knight beaten because Seth doesn't like this guy, doesn't want to deal with him on Sunday.
But at least it was still a finish. It wasn't a cop-out DQ.
That's right. We didn't have any of those on the show. So the heels beat down L.A. afterwards. Jay's music hits. He yeets his way to the ring. They beat him up. CM Punk comes down to the ring. He helps the babyfaces make a 3-on-2 comeback against these heels. And then Seth and Braun are outside. And, you know, Braun's all fired up. He wants to hit the ring. And Seth says, no, wait, look what's happening. And in fact, these three babyfaces, they're incompetent. Can't get on the same page. They start accidentally hitting each other with moves. And everybody gets laid out, finally, by Jey Uso, who stands tall as the show goes off the air. That's the build. I thought it was a pretty good show, actually. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation.
What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both airline and hotel with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So your schedule this week?
I'm free all week. We don't go to Minneapolis until a week Thursday.
Wow. What's coming up in Minneapolis?
I believe since it's a Thursday, we're doing Impact Live. We're doing a live show from Minneapolis as well as taping three other weeks.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good. So you don't have to go every week yet?
Nope. I mean, I never do.
I guess if they listen, here's the thing. I don't think you need to go live every week, but you know, if they go, well, we'll give you $5 million to go live 26 weeks a year, or we're going to give you $10 million to go live 52 weeks a year. It's kind of like, well, I guess we're going live every week. It's a lot of money, brother. And if that's what they want, that's what I'm guessing they're going to get. We'll see. I think we're going to know sooner rather than later the history of or the future of TNA on television. I think it's going to be the CW, Lance.
Well, we got our Knockouts championship back.
You did, kind of.
Well, we got the championship back.
I did. I will give them this, okay? Obviously, someone should have pinned JC, but you know the fact that they didn't. I did like how the announcers were making it seem like a super big deal that it's two TNA wrestlers now fighting for that TNA title. Like, you're supposed to forget that, well, neither of them have the title. But that's what they did. The two TNA wrestlers fought for the TNA title, and one of them won it. So, Trick better do this job. You hear me? He better do this job, Lance. You don't want that wrath from me here. We're out of time, everybody. We're going to wrap it up. Thanks, Lance, as always. Callers and listeners, everybody in the studio. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.